Alternative income is the name I use to describe any income you can generate without having to commute to a regular job, be stuck in an office all day, or tied to a bricks and mortar business. Alternative income for you might be as little as $100 a month, or it could be $10,000 a month. The most important criteria is that it must offer flexibility, which is so important for mothers. In an ideal world, at least one person in each household will be working to pay for bills and extras. When you have children, ideally you want one parent to be able to stay home, at least for the first few years. If you have some savings to fall back on, perhaps help from relatives, even though there's a shortfall, you manage to get by as long as you're careful with your money. But as so many people found out recently, if the main breadwinner in the family loses their job, and there's no one working in the household, you quickly get into financial trouble. With the alternative model of income, if one person in every household was earning some form of alternative income, it could mean the difference between surviving an economic crisis or losing your house. For example, the shutting down of a major employer like a car manufacturer can have massive implications for the whole town. Not only do people lose their wages, local businesses lose trade because there's less money to spend, and the knock-on effect continues. In this situation, the person earning alternative income would not be affected. They could continue to earn money, and they'd be able to find other sources of income. In general, we're no longer self-sufficient, and most people rely on shops to provide everything they need to live, which means you need money. So we have to become self-sufficient in other ways, particularly in our ability to generate income from multiple sources, which is where alternative income comes in. Some level of self-sufficiency is essential for peace of mind, whether you grow your own food, live off-grid, or have multiple income sources. It's important to know you have a backup plan in times of crisis.